something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with 4 things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, 4 things fam. I have my friend Sundy.
Hi.
Back again, except for this time we're at my house in Nashville. Sure. Sundy is visiting from North Carolina, and we just got back from a walk on Radnor Lake. Do you know who Mel Robbins is, Sundy?
No.
Okay. Well, she's an Instagram follow you need to add to your collection. Sundy is the best at memes. By the way, if you're not following her on Instagram, you're missing out. Her handle is the Mockingbird on Broad.
Mockingbird on Broad?
No, the?
No, the.
Oh, just Mockingbird on Broad. But what about like the name of the store? Is it just Mockingbird on Broad?
Yes.
So there's no the.
No.
Okay, my bad. God. I thought the. Well, like my friend Mary is the Shop Forward and my friend Carrie is the Nashville Beauty Girl. So anyway, back to Mel Robbins, who is not the Mel Robbins. She posted something recently that said, staying positive doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. It means even on hard days, you know that there are better ones coming. And that quote is unknown, but she posted it. And I don't know why it made me think of you, because I feel like you would be like, no, unacceptable. We do not have to be happy all the time. Stop being so joyful, Amy.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's me. You and I are very opposite in how we approach life.
But we've been friends for a very long time.
Yes. And I think how you handle life is beautiful and wonderful, where I'm always like, oh, come on, girl, get it there. I'm just
it could always be better.
Yeah, things could be better, but also things could be worse. But I always really am on the lookout for the how things could go wrong. And I feel like we were talking about this earlier. You always think of the things that could go right.
Right. Well, what's the good that can come from this? Like, surely I'm going through this for a reason.
Right.
And once I get on the other side, I will know what that reason is. Another thing that Mel Robbins recently posted, my listeners are used to me quoting her, but she was sharing a few things that she wanted you to remember in this moment. And she's like, you're never going to be as young as you are at this very moment.
I tell my friends that all the time.
Oh, so you're basically Mel.
Basically.
She's a motivational
speaker. That's really me.
Yeah.
I've been playing you all for a fool.
Okay, so what do you tell your friends all
the time? Well, because I'm the oldest person in my friend group.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest person I know, basically. And it makes me so sad to see these young, beautiful girls with this great personality get hung up on the way their arms look or the way their face looks or their hair. And I'm just like, you're wasting it. You're wasting this valuable time of your youth. You're never going to be who you are again, as you are right now. And it's lovely and wonderful. So don't get hung up on these things that no one else notices. And it really breaks my heart. And I was just the same. I'm still the same. You know, I don't think we ever grow up, really. We always are striving to do better. But I agree with Mel Robbins.
Shout out, Mel. So follow Mel Robbins and Mockingbird on Broad, because clearly they're both full of wisdom.
Yeah, we are aligning.
Except for, you know, Sunday's full of wisdom, but also she is curious, which is why we decided to come upstairs and get on the mic.
Yeah.
Because you are wondering, is it just you or is everybody a little bit irritated?
Yes, I find myself fractious. Like the least little thing really derails me. And I feel like I need a vacation. I'm not sure where or why. And I'm not sure I actually deserve it because I was out of work. I had back surgery. I was out for 11 weeks. So showing back up to work and after 5 weeks, me thinking, I really have to get out of here. It feels incredibly wrong. But I am just wondering, is everyone run down from surviving a plague or is it just me?
Well, I mean, we survived COVID-ish. We're still in it.
Yeah.
But then now there's monkeypox.
We got the monkeypox.
Which is a
whole new thing.
Take a deep breath. Like, I don't even know what's happening thing.
Yeah.
But then also, people are still getting COVID. Yeah. Like, my son went down to ask a friend if he could play earlier. And he came back and was like, they have COVID. They can't play. But I went into their foyer. And I'm like, cool. Awesome.
Oh, no.
Hope you didn't contract anything in the foyer. But it's also showing me the difference of, like, if he had gone in the foyer of someone with COVID a year and a half ago, I probably would have, like, lost my mind.
Well, also, there are different variants, right?
Exactly.
The variants are much more mild right now.
And so now I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, we're not going to hang out with them right now, but hopefully they'll be better soon and it's fine. And then my cousin Amanda, who I'm supposed to go see in Austin in about 2 weeks, she texted me. She's like, well, COVID got me. I have it. And her mom has cancer. And so she's like, I'm just praying my mom doesn't get it. Her mom lives with her and she's on hospice.
Oh, no.
That's my Aunt Lisa. And so I'm kind of going there in mid-August to spend time with them and get quality time as she's, you know, in this process. Her strength is amazing. Her strength and tenacity is like beyond. So she's already surpassed what we thought, but
is
I'm going
your
mom's there.
Sister?
Well, they were just best friends, but it's one of those cousins where you're not related, but you call each other cousins and you say, Aunt Lisa, did you have that?
No, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. And this is my cousin that is, she's also psychic.
Oh.
It's a whole thing. But I am like, okay, yes, you stay quarantined in your room. Thankful you have it now. Hope your mom doesn't get it, but I'm glad I'm going to come see y'all soon. But COVID is still a real thing.
Yes.
And she said it hit her like a ton of bricks. Like she's down for the count.
Oh, man.
And so for some people, it is affecting them like crazy, or they've got the long COVID and different things. And then there's all this stuff that we're living through. So yeah.
No, like,
tension is high.
Popcorn still tastes like flowers to me.
It's, from your COVID?
It's absolutely eye-twitchingly infuriating that I'll go to a movie, which we can finally go back to movies now, and I get popcorn and it tastes like roses or an artificial flower taste.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's a real kick in the knees.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're irritable, we are still in the middle of it. So I think it makes sense. Like, we've all been through a lot, but I don't think you're alone in the sensitivity of things.
Yeah, maybe you're right, because I went wedding dress shopping with my manager, Courtney, who's getting married, and she has been wanting to ask me if I would be in her wedding since the beginning of the year, but she's been afraid because I got COVID for a second time. I had long COVID. I was like on a heart thing, and then I had back surgery. So she's like, you've had a really bad year and I didn't want to add to your stress. And I was looking back and I thought, oh, dang. Yeah, I guess it has been a little rough. Maybe I should ease up on myself. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't feel wrung out?
Oh, I'm wrung out to the max. I think for me, I'm in it and I'm very emotional. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And sometimes I try to be tough in certain situations. I'm in so much therapy that I'm constantly trying to assess like why this is happening. And I saw a quote from, I guess it was Benjamin Franklin, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but basically like, stop making excuses. Like if you're ever giving an apology for something, like don't make an excuse.
Yes, I love that.
But I feel like lately I've been in such an assessment mode that even when I'm either getting called out for something or maybe apologizing for something, I'm trying to evaluate why I did what I did. Because clearly there's a root to it, because I wouldn't ever intentionally want to hurt someone.
Sure.
So even in the moment, I'm trying to gather my evidence, which is sort of like trying to come up with an excuse for the behavior.
Well, I think an excuse and finding a reason is very different. You can try and figure out why you're behaving, how you're behaving, and that's totally different than excusing that behavior.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And I think it's really good. I think anything bad that's ever happened to me, we were talking about this earlier, if you can step back and really evaluate it, there's so much to learn there. There's almost more to learn from the tragedy than there is from a success. Do you find that?
Well, yes, but
if you allow yourself to sit in that, a lot of people just want to move on and never learn from that. And I think it's
such a missed opportunity. I absolutely want to learn. But back to your irritability, it's like if you were to assess the whole big picture of what we're going through, then it's like, oh, you snapping at a three-year-old in your shop completely makes sense.
That's true.
You know?
Well, it's does it?
Right now, we're recording, and my son is knocking on the door. And Stevenson, do you want to come say hi? Come say hi. I'm not going to get irritated. It's fine. Oh, are you talking in a funny voice?
Yeah.
Okay, that's his, like, prank call voice.
That's my prank call.
Yeah, he likes to prank call people, mostly Mary, where that's his voice where he acts like he's a dentist. And he's like, hello. So, you know, I mean, I even glance over as he was shutting the door and I can see the mock-up for the puzzle, speaking of Mary, that we made. Okay. And it literally says, it's fine, I'm fine, everything is fine. And it's sarcasm.
Yeah.
Because we're not fine.
I had a kitchen towel that we were selling in the store and that thing sold like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Because we're just holding on by our fingernails here.
Right. And I never was into puzzles until my world was falling apart and I was not fine. And suddenly I loved puzzles because it was a distraction. My therapist said it was good for my brain.
Yeah.
And suddenly I enjoyed piecing things together and seeing the fruits of my labor.
It's like a silent focus.
Right. And suddenly I was working towards something and I was like, oh, well, isn't this pretty? And this is making me happy. And this is a thing. And then voila, look at me. I've completed a whole puzzle. Isn't this beautiful? Still not fine. But in the moment that I was working on it, like it was when I was bird watching and doing lots of puzzles, I now know that I was depressed. And honestly, even right now, I've had some moments where I'm like, I'm high-functioning depressed person right now.
Yeah.
And that's just the honest truth. Like, I am some days holding it together by a thread, but I'm functioning. And so that's what's confusing, is because sometimes you're led to believe that, like, depression is this debilitating, curtains drawn, dark room, can't get out of bed. So I feel like because I'm getting out of bed and I'm going to work and I'm keeping up with all these different things, there's no way I'm depressed. But then I'm like, no.
But I think when
I got some serious stuff going on
in movies where someone is you know, they've had a loss or a breakup and they can't get out of bed. That's a luxury most of us can't afford.
Right.
And so I think it's totally reasonable for you to be mildly to acutely depressed and still be a functioning person, a mother and, you know, someone who shows up to work every day. I think that's probably a lot of us are in the same boat, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you're alone in that, and only to say that and to make you feel not alone. Do you know, I'm not trying to say you're not the only one, kid. Buck up. But
no,
rather,
I know. I think that we're
you're
all
part of a community of people, I think, that are white knuckling it.
It's more of a, it's just a confusing space because you feel like the only way to, I'm not trying to play the victim.
Right.
But I'm trying to understand what I'm going through. Stuff is just off. And like for you, you were asking me, you're like, is it just me or am I just very irritable?
Yes.
And like, why would I ever?
And I'm jumping to wrong conclusions.
Right.
I'm jumping like to the wrong conclusions a lot.
Okay.
I'm assuming the worst.
Exactly.
In a situation more than normal. I mean, I do have a friend who made me a birthday t-shirt that says everything is terrible because that's a somewhat of a motto of mine.
That is that your vibe.
That
everything
I'm really trying to change.
It's terrible.
But
yeah, I mean, things are, can be terrible, but things can also be, what I've learned too from my therapist is two things can be true at the same time. And like this can really be hard, but it can also be amazing. And like those two things can live side by side.
Oof.
And I just have to sit with that sometimes
That's
for
powerful.
A second.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to get your brain around, really.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the misery of it.
Mm-hmm. But two things can be true at the same time. And then also just, again, trying to like live in the moment and not live too far in the future, trying to figure out what's going to happen or live in the past of like, oh, this is what happened. It's like being present in the moment. And that circles back to like, we're only as young as we're ever going to be in this exact moment.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know that you like are assuming the worst in people and picking fights and with three-year-olds, but I look up to you.
Okay, I picked a fight with one child who was messing around in my
but
window display.
But you inspire me. Like, you're so fun and have such a good personality and outlook on life, and you've been through a lot. But, like, yeah, everything is terrible, but you also, like to make it a good time.
That is true. That is true.
You're this might be the worst thing ever, but I'm going to tell a good story and make you laugh.
That's true. As long as we're on this planet that's on fire, let's have a good time. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. It can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach, floral printed leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset, Chalet Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Which, speaking of a good time, Sundi and I watched the Shania Twain documentary on Netflix, which was called Not a Girl, I'm Not a Girl, Not This Girl.
I'm Not a Girl, maybe.
You know how to find it. It'll be in the trending on Netflix, and totally crazy, thin lady, man shirt, short skirt, it was so good.
She is so wonderful in that she was driven.
Mm-hmm.
She was open to other people's insights, where it wasn't just sort of like, this is how I'm going to do it no matter what. You know, she was like that, but if someone brought up a good point, she was open to it, and it only made her better, which I think is really a delicate balance.
Yeah, she was very smart.
She was so savvy, still is so savvy, but...
Oh, yeah, is, yeah.
She had Lyme's disease, her voice changed, all of it. It's just such a powerful story. And for her to be still in the record books for selling as many records and albums... And nobody has beat her to this day.
It's bonkers.
It's
so it's called Not Just a Girl. And I highly recommend you watch it. It's a 90-minute doc about her life, and it'll empower you. I watched it and was like, I am ready. Take on the world. Let's go. Let's go, girls. That's what she says at the beginning of Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah. It was really good.
I walked away from watching that more of a Shania fan than I've ever was before.
Well, and also made me download her music because it all still holds up.
Oh, for sure.
Her ballads are so beautiful. I got married to a Shania song.
You did?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, well, now I can't.
Wait,
it's the other ballad.
You don't remember the Shania song you got married to? Brian, I hope you're not listening to this.
From this moment on.
Oh, from this moment.
Life has begun.
Life has begun. Yeah. Well, highly recommend
Child
you watch
bride,
that.
Obviously.
Another thing you need to check out, which is not as empowering, but might get you riled up, is the Victoria's Secret Angels and Demons about Les Wexner and Jeffrey Epstein in a way. It's more about the Victoria's Secret brand, but if you've watched any of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff or listened to any of the podcasts, he definitely makes a big splash in this series. Now, I'm only a few episodes in. Have you watched the whole thing?
I had to quit because it was so depressing, but there's no question he was a genius. And he thought about things globally no one had done before. Started Limited and Victoria's Secret. And then I think things just started going south with who he started to hang out with and associate with. He was the most wealthy man in Ohio. He tried to make it in New York. He was rejected. And so I think...
Watching that part made me think of The Gilded Age. Did you watch that on HBO Max?
No.
Okay, that was so fascinating to me because it was like the late 1800s, I think, but it was society in New York at that time and new money rolling in and how they were not accepted, even though they were the wealthiest people coming to town.
Sure.
They were not accepted because you have no status here. So Les Wexner, he tried to go to New York and make it and he could not fit in. He was a billionaire.
Billionaire.
And could not make it with New York society. So he went back to Ohio and created his own...
fake city.
Yeah, fake little town. New Albany or something like that. Not New York, but New Albany.
Yeah.
And then Jeffrey Epstein eventually had a place there too. And the whole story is just wild and bizarre. So yes, it's very dark. But if you're looking for things to watch, that one is on Hulu. And then the Shania one is on Netflix. And... Sunday, you've seen Where the Crawdads Sing. I haven't seen it yet, but did you read the book too?
I did, but it was so many years ago. I remember loving the book and I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It was visually beautiful. You know, it takes place in the marshes in North Carolina and it's visually stunning. And I was trying to think halfway through the movie, how did this end? You know, and I could not, I didn't remember how it ended, but something fell off about the ending. But I haven't Googled it or anything. So I'm interested to know other people who read it, if they noticed anything different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was wonderful. I'd see it again. I tried to get you to see it again this weekend.
I know, but I wanted to go to Bar Taco and...
We got to chat.
Just hang out and talk. Because if we're at a movie, you're here for less than 48 hours.
I know.
So if we go to a movie, then that's a few hours where we're not
46.
Able to talk.
Yeah.
You're here for 46 hours?
No, it would be 46. It's less.
Oh, less. But even if you do the math, you're not even here for 48.
No.
So it's like, ugh. Oh, but thank goodness for airplanes because that does give us time. Which, thinking of things that we're thankful for, would you do four things gratitude and share four things that you are currently thankful for in this moment today?
Absolutely. I would say I put my health up on the top of the list because I'm walking around, I'm able to bend over and put my own shoes on, which these all seem like very minor things, but I'm super thankful for that. Super thankful for my coworkers. Every day I come to work and we laugh and have a good time. And of course, I'm thankful for my work because I think once you work in a place that you're not happy in and then you find a job where you're happy, it's pretty amazing.
Well, and you've created that because you own Mockingbird on Broad. You're
true.
Like, I love working at a place that's pretty amazing. I founded it.
That does sound pretty bad.
It doesn't sound bad. You've also been a sheriff. And you have gone diving for seashells.
Yes.
And you've had other jobs that are not as fulfilling to you. I mean, the seashell thing was amazing.
Yes.
And I feel like your time as a sheriff allowed you to meet your husband.
Absolutely.
And gave you a lot of things.
It was terrible, but a lot of good came out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I feel like that, quote her, this has been terrible, but a lot of good came out of it. That's the essence of what we're trying to say.
Yes.
Life sucks, but there's some good.
That's right. But look for the good.
It's fine.
Everything's
I'm fine.
Everything is fine.
And Sunday's going to carry our puzzles in her store.
All right.
Okay. It's fine. Okay. You've said three things,
I think. A fourth thing. I feel like I mentioned you last time, so I don't want to be a duplicator. But yeah, of course, I'm so thankful.
No, don't mention me.
No, but I am. I'm so thankful for our friendship. And it's so nice to be able to see each other twice in 1 year. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
For as long as we've been friends, a lot of it has been long distance.
I know. Because some of that, I mean, I had come to Southern Pines, but then, yeah, COVID, we lost like a good 2 years.
Yeah.
And there was a season where it was just real bad. And I remember you texting me and being like, I want to come visit. And I'm like, not a good time.
Yeah, you're like, check me in a year.
Check back later.
Yeah, don't call me. I'll call you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I too have enjoyed that. But I was joking. Don't make, I'm not the fourth thing. You have to think of something else.
Well, I will say, I mean, you do make me think of friendships and how valuable they are and how meaningful they are the older you get, you know? I think.
Because we're never as young as we are at right now, at right. this moment.
And when you meet new friends, you know, that you have something in common with, I don't know, it just brings me such joy to meet new friends and learn new things. And I've had a friend that's been over for work from England and he's getting ready to head back. And I've just thoroughly enjoyed getting to know him and learn about his life. And I really love the little things like that, the simple pleasures.
Simple pleasures. That's good.
Put that on your next puzzle.
Love that. Simple. I don't know that there will be a next one. There will be a next Four Things Gratitude Journal, though. Mary and I are working on that right now, and we're trying to figure out the cover. So I'll maybe show you some samples of like what we're thinking for the design.
Illustrations?
What is it called? Well, so this is the one, like it's very, the first one we did was tie-dye. So it was very much a statement. And the second one was more neutral, like an ombre peachy color.
Yes.
And then the third one right now, currently what we're both drawn to is a little bit more fiesta specific.
Can I request a mockingbird blue be on the cover?
Well, we were looking at denim. We've been playing around with that, but then we thought denim might be a little bit too, just too neutral. We like denim, but, you know, I don't know. I'll show you. You can play it around because, hey, you know, maybe you'll want to carry it at the mockingbird. The mockingbird on Broad without the. Maybe you'll want to carry it at mockingbird on Broad. Because my sister will probably carry it at Root House.
The Root House.
Nope. Just Root House. No, the. Well, Cindy, thank you. You know, we just were having conversations earlier and she's like, maybe we should do a podcast. And I was like, you did one last time. And you're like, you know, let's just do one for fun anyway. So we came up here and we started recording and this is what you get. So hope you enjoyed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sorry. And follow Cindy on Instagram at Mockingbird on Broad. I'm at Radio Amy. And guess I'll be back on Tuesday for the fifth thing with Kat. But also don't forget on Saturday, I will have a podcast for Outweigh, which is eating disorder recovery. If you're into that, if you need that as a resource, that loads up every single Saturday. Hope you enjoy. Okay, say bye.
Bye, love you.
Bye, love you. Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.